So what does the Lord want us to do? Next slide. Invest the rest of our life with God. This is the last verse I want you to turn to, 1 Corinthians 6. So get your Bible and note this one. If you're new in the Lord, in fact, I just got a note. We're posting these classes on YouTube and a channel so that people can come to the class, as well as those of you that are actually students enrolled in the classroom. And I just had someone from Canada, a part of Canada that's right next to Alaska. So if you know North America, Alaska's way up there in the upper Northwest. And there's a part of Canada that's up there, Yukon or something. I don't know the province, but it's up there. And they said, I'm new in this Christianity, and I'm tracking along with you, and I'm wondering if you could tell me some more things I'm supposed to do other than the class. And I thought, isn't that precious? They're a new believer. They're wanting, because they're saved, to submit humbly to live for the Lord. So if you're one of those new ones, this is a verse you should know. 1 Corinthians 6, 19 and 20. And I better actually get there. I was in 2 Corinthians. Here we go. 1 Corinthians 6, 19. Do you not know that your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit, who's in you, whom you have from God, and you're not your own? For you were bought at a price. Now, pause. That word, bought at price, is a Greek construction that speaks of being bought out of a slave market. Did you know when we were born, we were slaves to sin, we were in Satan's family, and Jesus Christ came and bought us out of slavery to Satan and purchased us and put us into his family? So how should we respond? You were bought at a price. Therefore, glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. 1 Corinthians 6 says that God is on the lookout for men and women who will have ears to hear and respond to him and say, I want to glorify you, verse 20, with my body and in my spirit, because I belong to you. Do you know that you belong to the Lord? Do you believe that he's your creator? That he's supernaturally designed you uniquely to either be a man or a woman? The unchangeable parts of your life God picked. In other words, whether you're a man, whether you're a woman, the unchangeable parts, what you look like, what family you were born into, what country you were born into, what culture you were born into, every unchangeable part of our life, God picked. God says, I have a plan for you, for the vast majority of you. I want you to be married. I want you to follow your role in marriage, in both marriage and family. I want you to work, and I want you to live every day seeking to live for eternity, not wasting your life. Jesus has taken all of our sins away. Now it's our choice whether we serve him. What's the best way to serve the Lord today? Well, this class is, God says, I want you to work hard. Whatever you're doing, whatever job you have, you should be the hardest working person in that job, and you should be standing against laziness in any form in your life. Why? Because that's the wisdom of God. I want to submit to his plan.